2020, and this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stove.
Tonight on Live Talk Diaspora Forum, we continue to look at the coronavirus pandemic and how it has impacted on Zimbabweans, both in the diaspora and back home.
What we know that is that, Jonga, there are 32 cases in Zimbabwe right now. And out of these 32 cases, we know that in Matoro North, there is one person who has been said to have coronavirus. Then in Bulawayo, there are 10, Harare 13, Mashonaland and East 5, Mashonaland West 3. So there's a lot that is happening in Zimbabwe. A total of 7,287 people have actually been tested. The latest person that tested positive for coronavirus is a 52-year-old person from Murewa. When we look at the global figures, you know, provided by Johns Hopkins University, we see that roughly about 3,132,363 cases have actually been reported, and there have been 217,947 deaths, Tonga. That is the global picture. In USA, USA has hit the 1 million mark. So there are roughly about 1,012,583 people that actually have contracted the disease, and then 58,000 have actually died. So, Spurukuti, abantu abaningi baya khona phakwe eMelika. Kuhanda sibili kuyahlupha okunye okumangalisayo, Jonga. So, masikhangela njalo emhlabeni wonke jikelele, abantu abaningi sibili obadlula izigidi ezintathu, 3 million sebebanjwe umkhuhlane, kuthi abangamakhulu amabili, 217,000 sebethethwe umkhuhlane lo. Kwele Zimbabwe singathi sebebhubhile, siyabona bane, kuzobuya ke xa sikhangela ke asebetestiwe 7,287. Kunjalo, Jonga.
Aiwa, inini rumpenyu Gibbs Dube ndinoziva kuti wandusuwa kundoona saka nhasi wafara uri kundoona pano pachirongwa cheDiaspora Live Talk. Vazhinji vangashamisika kuti sei tisiri kuonana tichianda tese musakanganwa kuti tiri kugara kudzimba. Inonzi lockdown, vamwe vari kuti stay at home, vamwe vari kuti quarantine. Handizoti tingati tiri quarantine here, Gibbs, kana kuti isisi kungogara kumba chete.
I think we are staying home, trying to avoid, you know, contracting the disease. So, since started in Gini, so basement, in down as yellow.
Ningatichi nambwe zvacho chingaita makiromita angada kuita mashanu matanhatu kubva pandiri. Saka hatinyanyosuwana, tikasuwana tinongofonerana, asi kuonana tafara kuti tiri kuonana nhasi pano pachirongwa. MuZimbabwe mune vanhu vanokwana kuita 32, vabatwa vaine chirwere ichi. Koita vana kana kuti 4 vashaya nechirwere ichi. Koita mumwe chete akabatwa, ndifunga ndimusi wechishanu chapfuura ichi. Ane makore makumi mashanu nemaviri anobva pamurewa kumusha kwangu. Koita vashanu vapora ne vari kunzi varikafa kubva kuchirwere ichochi. Asi tisharisawo pasi rose tinoona kuti uwandu hwevanhu vabatwa nechirwere ichi vaakupfuura 3 million. Vasvika kuenda pa 3,132,363. Koita vafa nechirwere ichi pasi rose vave kudarika 217,000. Tichitarisa kuti uwandi uhwu huri kusanganisira vana veZimbabwe, tine vana veZimbabwe wakawanda Gibbs vashaika muno muAmerica, kuUnited Kingdom nedzimwe nzvimbo nyika dzakasiyana siyana. Vana veZimbabwe tine urombo nekushaika kwavari kuita munyika idzodzo. Vari kushaika vazhinji vacho vari mumabasa mumapoka eutano avanoshanda nemamwe mapoka akasiyana siyana. Vamwe vachiti vawana chirwere ichocho kumabasa vari kuendawo kumba vopedzisirawo vatapuriranawo nehama neshamwari kumba, zvinokanganisawo mhuri dzese. Tinotori nevamwe vatinoziva kuUK, ndofunga vashaika baba nemwana nemwana nevamwe vachingodaro, amai nevana, zvichienda zvichidaro. Idambudziko guru ratarisana neZimbabwe nepasi rose, Gibbs.
Yes, we've got our guests lined up right now. The first guest is Dr. Masimba Mabaza, and then the second guest is Miss Nomsa Nekavana. Both are in the United Kingdom, I guess. So maybe we'll start with Dr. Mabaza. So you can pose the question, then I'll bring him on, Jonga. So pose the question.
Yes, Dr. Mabaza, welcome to our show. I think what many Zimbabweans want to know is, how the pandemic has affected Zimbabweans, especially there in the United Kingdom, because, you know, we are seeing a lot of information circulating on social media platforms of Zimbabwe, so-and-so has passed away, so-and-so has passed away, so-and-so is not feeling well. So maybe he can help us by, if there are any statistics, maybe telling us how things are in the United Kingdom.
Yes, so let me bring him on stage so that he can actually respond to your question. Dr. Mabaza, good evening. Welcome to the program. You can respond now.
Good evening, gentlemen. And a lady, good evening to our viewers. Thank you, Jonga. The first thing is, here in England, we have got one big problem. The problem is we have so many Zimbabweans in England, and most of Zimbabweans, probably 90% of Zimbabweans in England, they work in the health industry. Some are nurses, doctors, care workers, and some just work in the NHS per se. So because of that, most Zimbabweans make quite a big percentage of foreign workers or foreigners working in the NHS. And because of that, then we become soft targets for the virus. For example, now, yesterday we were 29 nurses who have died in England out of about 42 people have died. 42 Zimbabweans. Of the 42, 29 are nurses. Today we lost two more, which makes them 31 who are nurses now. Now, the major problem which we have seen in the UK is that most Zimbabweans are obedient to their work and obedient to their bosses. So when they go to work and they are asked to go and do some risky jobs, just go in a ward without enough PPEs. They just go. Zimbabweans are known to be submissive to some time, which causes a very big problem. Of course, we've got a few of our people who are now, who can stand up and say, no, this I can't do, no, this I can't put. But most of our people, our nurses, they go to work, they do whatever they are told, they want to be good people, and as a result, we've had a lot of them dying. Why would I say that? Because we have officially 100 nurses the whole country. Of course, the number is more, but they say 100 plus. And we have 32 Zimbabwean nurses who have died out of 100 in the whole country, which means 32% are Zimbabweans. And we are not only Zimbabweans in England. There are so many different nationalities who are nurses. So if you look at it, it means it's hitting Zimbabweans so hard. Bear in mind, we've got our brothers and sisters here in Zimbabwe who are in England, and they came probably under the passport of South Africa, Malawi, or Botswana. They are not counted on the list of Zimbabweans who have died on this list. So in other words, we've got more number of Zimbabweans who have died. Now, I think probably the next question will be, what do you think is the reason? In short, I've talked about that sometimes you are very much submissive. Number two, Zimbabweans work very hard. And most of these people, they've got 3-4 different jobs. Some work for agencies. After agents work, they go to their permanent job. So sometimes by the time he goes to the permanent job, he's so tired and his guards are down. And he ends up doing things in this tiresome stupor. And by the time he goes to the ward or goes to a person, he forgets about the protective wear. So I think by the time he remembers, he has already been infected. And then that infection is taken home, is transferred to the children, is transferred to the neighbors.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think what we are going to do now, Chonga, is that we are bringing another guest, and that is Miss Nomsa Nekavana, and we know that we've got another person hanging in there in Bulawayo. Mr. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hey, good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners and viewers.
Thank you so much for joining us. So we are doing today the Diaspora Forum, but nonetheless, you are some of the people in Zimbabwe. We are seeing everything happening, and you know, the basic question is, what's going on there at home? Plus, is the diaspora actually supporting people back home? So give us your take on that.
Yes, thanks, Gibbs. Yes, true. The diaspora has been coming handy to assist the citizens in the country. One aspect, they've kept us going through a World Remit by sending remittances, funds for us to be able to buy food within households. As you are aware that people are on lockdown, very few people are actually working right now. So people are relying on going to town to get some money that is sent by relatives all over the world. And some are actually buying food from whatever they are based. And then people are collecting with some agents here in Bulawayo. And also we have seen some diasporians actually donating some PPEs, particularly for the Thorn Group. Yesterday we saw some donations that came from a number of our citizens dotted all over the world, trying to come in and assist. So they've been keeping people going, and also not necessarily that, but also making sure that hospitals have at least some resources or materials to use during this crisis.
You hear him right now, he's in Bulawayo. So hold on there, Mr. Dweni. So I think we've got Nomsa, who's queued in. I think she's got a problem with the link. I think she can come out of this show and then come back. But I'm happy that, Chonga, we are joined by another guest, Lo Ngubabra. Ngubabra, ukona ngale, UK. Babra, uyangizwa yini ngombenda lakho na? Nalo, Babra, uyangizwa? Ukhanya ngazani usadinga indawo engcono ukuthi angene uhlelo. Wathi sibuyeleke kuJonga enxa uyafuna ukuthi akhulume ngokunye afuna ukukhuluma ngakho. Baba Jonga, singakhuluma khona mpo, ofisa ukukhuluma mfowethu.
Yes, Gibbs, I see one of our viewers, Pedicise Tole, has sent a comment there. He says, yeah, situation is bad in Africa because we are not told the truth, or people are not tested because we don't have enough kids. I think that's one of the issues that he's raising there, the issue of test kits. But for Zimbabweans, I'm not sure whether we have exhausted the number of test kits we have so far, because the number of kits we had, I think they number in hundred thousands. But so far they've tested around less than 8,000 people, which means they still have enough test kits, Gibbs.
Yes, so we see that the doctor is still in here. Maybe you can ask him in Shona to respond to your question, and then we'll bring him on board.
Yes, regaindi kande mubvunzo tanzwa vachitsanangura Dr. Mavaza nerurimi rwechingezi rwechirungu vachitaura iyo kuti dambudziko riri kunyanya sangana nevana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kushaya zvikuru iko kwa UK, inyaya yekuti vakawanda vaipinda vachishanda vasina zvinodzivirira kana yatingati maPPEs. Dzimwe nguvawo vamwe vaiingoti harigaindisenze nekuti ndanzi enda unoshanda apa. Vasina chivindi chokuti vanotaurira mukuru webasa kuti aiwa haikona kundikanda mumoto, handina kugadzirira, ndipei zvokundishandise. Ndofunga ndo imwe yenyaya yatanga tichitobatawo pachirongwa chedu chezuva ranhasi panews dzedu dza7 chekuti vanhu vakawanda zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe kunze uko vari kungopinda vachishanda, vachisenza, vachiteerera vakuru vemabasa vasina zvikwanisiro zvinoita kuti vange vachidzivirirwa kubva COVID-19 kana coronavirus. Dr. Mavaza, ndofunga mungangotsanangura zvimwe chete nerurimi rwaamai.
Yeah, let's bring him in there to hear what the doctor is going to say. So, Dr. Mavaza, go ahead.
Maita basa, sezvataura vakande mbiri, ndandiri kutini dambudziko guru ratinaro munowu munyika yengirandi nderekuti vanhu vekumusha kwedu vazvizvarwa zveZimbabwe tine kuteerera kwakawandisa, tine tsika dzakawandisa kana tiri munyika yevatorwa. Zvinoita kuti kana tikanzi enda unosevenza mumba mune vazhinji vari kurwara nechirwere ichi, munhu anongoenda asina kupfeka zvakakwana zvinomudzivirira pachirwere. Vamwe anongopfeka magirovhosi zvinongovhara maoko, zvatinoti zvivhara chanza. Kana vangopfeka izvozvo magloves iwayo, anongopinda muromo haana kuvharidzirwa, maso haana kuvharidzirwa. Ende dambudziko guru riraba nderekuti chirwere ichi hachisati chakunyatsozivikanwa zvakakwana kuti chinopinda nepapi chaizvo. tinoudzwa kunzi tinopinda nemaziso tinopinda nemumhuno tinopinda nepamuromo kana ukabata ukachibata maoko ukazobata mhuno dzako tinogona kuita se kutapukira our knowledge is limited to that level but amsikogurero ndirekuti iro paunopinda muya uchingofunga kuti wakavhara maoko oga nemuromo chete unenge watozviparira nekuti tikatarisa vazhinji vari sekuitaly vanenge vakapamba miri wose nemaplastic vanenge vakapfeka zvidziro zvinonzi hapana ganda rake rinenge richionekwa kana kumeso rikwakasara maziso anenge achingodongorera paari kuenda which means kuti pane tarisiro yekuti pane kakutya nekuti chinogona kupinda nemuganda munobuda nedikita asi vanhu vedu havaudzwi nekuti hatisi kudzwa zvakakwana vanotya kuti vakakutaurirai kuti ndodambudziko ratiinaro iri vanhu vao hapana anoenda kunorapa rimwe dambudziko redu nderekuti tajaira kunzi tinogona nekunzi pachirungu vana yes man kana kuti good boy izvi ndo zvanyakuuraya vanhu vedzinza redu kana vanhu vekumusha kwedu munyika yevatorwa vanoda kuti pabasa vagozivikanwa sevashandi vakuru zvino ini chiyambiro andinopa ndekuti kana kunyange tiri kumabasa ngatishandei nemwoyo wedu wese asi ngatizivei kuti basa ukafa vanoisa mumwe munhu asi iwe ukafa kumba kwako havaise mumwe munhu panzvimbo yako kana tikatarisa chimwe chinonyanya kutishungurudza ndechekuti kana vachinge vaakupembedza vashandi vemuzvipatara nevemuutano haumbonzwa vachitaura nevashandi vabva kune dzimwe nyika vanongotaura wavo voga ndo magamba iwe hausi gamba unozongonzi kana uri gamba paunenge wazongofa paya mbichana asi zvatinoda hatisi kuti isusu musaite basa asi tikuti isenzai zviri pamurayiro nekodzero yenyu muzvidzivirire nekuti upenyu hwako unongorarama kamwe chete tine dambudziko guru rekuti tine dzimwe vamwe vakadzidza vana mukoti vana chiremba nevamwe vanoita macare workers anotanga akuudza kuti ini ndakaudzwa naprofeti kuti in the name of Jesus this thing will not come to me ini ame Christian hatishore kunamata asi hatiende hatiedze mwari wedu nekuenda kunobata nyoka nemaoko zvakaitwa naMozisi ega mubhaibheri hazvidi hatingazvibvumira kuti tiende nezita ramwari chechi tonorwa nechirwere iye mwari achiti tifamba vakachenjera zvino izvozvo ndodambudziko rimwe guru riri kuuraya hama dzenu mukati menyika.
Thank you so much, Doctor. Let's bring in Miss Nomsa Nekavana. She is in England as well. Miss Nekavana, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I guess you are hearing me right now. So tell us a bit about what you are experiencing down there in England. Are you in London or where are you exactly?
I'm in Sheffield, that's north of England. People are dying here, and it's just it's something that we've never, well, in our lifetime, we haven't experienced what's happening right now. And it's like every day we're expecting some bad news, and there is always bad news every day. It seems like the past few weeks, it's like almost some day there is a Zimbabwean who's died somewhere. And with the with whatever is happening, everybody's scared. I work in the healthcare sector. I'm not trained, but I work in the healthcare sector. We see it in every day, and now even scared of going to work because we're in one of these countries that everybody thinks that we've got everything. We don't have everything. People are dying, and we don't have the... Okay, I'm not in the forefront of, okay, the general side where they deal with those things, but where I work, there's still some cases of those people with COVID-19, which is scary. Sometimes you go to work, then the following day, you think, no, I'm not going, I'd rather stay at home with the kids. And even if...
Go ahead, because you're breaking a little bit. Okay, can you hear me? Go ahead.
Please, when you're like, we're just waiting to die now.
Okay.
Every day you just...
Go ahead.
Are you still expecting me to continue? It's scary. It's scary. It's like every day you hear something and sometimes you hear somebody that you know, then you didn't even hear their poly, then the next minute they are gone. It's one of those times where you kind of really don't know what's happening and what's going to happen, and it seems like nobody knows what's happening, really, because I don't think even the medical people know what we're dealing with in this time.
Yes, thank you so much, and please place your camera in a way that we can see you. Thank you very much. Now we can see you. Place it again in a way that, yeah, great. So, Zilobaba Umhlanga, Oloke Mile Konapa, what is that to Babu Umhlanga? Just we are Babu Chonga Kandemiri. Sibone ukuthi uba umhlanga uthini. And we are happy Dr. Tefson Samungwema is here as well. So let's start with Mr. Umhlanga. We talk to him and then we let him go. Babu Umhlanga, ungawuthola njani?
Dube kunjani ba?
Isiyaphila mfowethu. Kunjani kunangapha eGoli? Yes, kulalele sibili yena. Kunjani kunangapha?
No, eGoli ku right, but the audio is very bad, Dube. It's very bad. Akuzwakali next.
Yeah, thina siyakuzwa ngapha, so at least singabe sikuzwa. Nxa ulama earphone uzasizwa kuhle. So ungangcono udinga ama earphone, upha ama earphones ukuze sikuzwe right. So but siyakuzwa, siyakuphika kuhle. Kunjani kunangapha? Yeah. So for ukuthi phathe ngamafutshane.
The figures are still going up.
Mm-hmm.
And ama death toll is still rising as well. I would have been a sign, maybe the curve, Yafla Tena or whatever, as they want to put it. But, you see, Napa, we're just entering the winter season. So, probably like this thing seems to be thriving where it's cold. So, Tina Besase, a bit hotter season now. Sesiyongena ku cold season. We don't know how the figures are going to be like. Probably in the next 3 weeks, we'll be talking of a different story. Although the government, they are in the process of trying to relax some of these conditions. Abe kona ku lockdown current, you understand? So, yeah. But we don't know whether it will really come to that by at least some conditions, or maybe they will say, let's remain where we are, because ama conditions akona against this pandemic. Personally, mina angabo nukuti is the right time ukuthi kwehliswe. Now they've been talking langa ma schools ukuthi maybe angavulwa in the near future, but I don't know. The government knows what they are doing, but I don't know what abantu bona bathini outside there. But aish kuzima tu sihleli nje simele khona ukuthi if anything happens, that's it. Wonke umuntu unelanga lakhe, mhlawumbe uNkulunkulu la nathi Dube uzakushisa chise and so forth, you understand? So whatever happens, sikwese sikulindile.
Hayi ke mhlanga, okugcina nje ukuthi abantu sizokuthiwa bafuna ukuya ekhaya. Ekhaya bave siyadingani ngokubona kwakho.
Angizwanga next to.
Yes, sizokuthiwa kulabanye abantu abafuna ukuya ekhaya ukuthi basuke eSouth Africa baye ekhaya. So kuhamba njani khona?
Abantu Dube bakhuluma abanye ukuthi hey sifuna ukuya ekhaya, but mina ngibona ngathi bona laba abantu abakhuluma kanjalo Dube, they are being dishonest, because if really they wanted to go ekhaya, I want to believe they would have gone, but I think abantu bakhuluma nje sengathi bafuna, kodwa vele besazi inwadli ukuthi vele bona they are not for going that side, ngoba people are looking at ama conditions abazowathola that side, and people don't want to get quarantined on that side, you understand? So, but the law says if you are from outside, you have to be quarantined for 21 days or 14 days.
Yes, 21 days.
So, but people don't want to go to buy a quarantine. Abafuna ukufika nje ba walk in, which is not even fair again to the people abana bangale, I understand. So I mean, a lot of them are not really honest here to this whole thing. Ngabantu nje abathi bafuna ukubuyela ngomlomo but bona bengakhulumi okweqiniso yabo.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mhlanga. Uthi uhlala ubuya kuhlelo. So sesithatha ubaba olandelayo. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah. So that is Mr. Mhlanga. He is in South Africa, Jonga. What Mr. Mhlanga is saying is that, you know, there's a lot that is going on. And people fear that maybe during the winter season, you know, this thing is going to increase in terms of cases. So we don't even know what is going to take place. So now, Jonga, if you are hearing me, so I'll bring you onto the stage so that you can ask one or two questions. So you can go ahead. We've got Dr. Jefferson Sangwema, and we still have Mr. Michael and Wenny, and we still have the other two people that we invited here. Go ahead.
Yes. That Professor Jefferson Sangwema.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Professor Sangwema is someone we have worked with for a long time, and we brought in him today. We brought him in for his expertise on the issue of malaria. As you know, that back home there are problems that a number of people have died from malaria, and they are saying that the symptoms are similar to COVID-19. So maybe we can dwell on that with Professor Sangwema. First, I can go to Dr. Mawaza. Dr. Mawaza, I think he can help us on that one, the issue of malaria versus COVID-19. The symptoms are the same. How can someone differentiate that?
So let's get Dr. Mawaza on the show so that he can respond to that. Go ahead, Doctor. Just briefly, we give you about a minute and a half. We seem not to be hearing you, Doctor. I think check your mic. Maybe something happened to it. And then you come back. So what you can do, get out of the show and then come back. Then we can hear you. So right now, I think we've got a challenge that we can't hear you. So I think it's going to come back, Jonga. Maybe you can proceed to Dr. Sangwema and ask him one or two questions before we go to the other guests. Yes, we can hear you, Jonga.
Yes, Professor Sangwema. We can maybe you can start by explaining the symptoms of malaria and the symptoms of COVID-19. How people can differentiate between the two.
Dr. Sangwema, can you hear us? Go ahead, sir.
I can definitely hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Okay, good. So the symptoms of malaria are, I guess, they are pretty common for most Zimbabweans who have had the ailment. And the most distinctive symptom is fever. That means you feel hot, alternating hot and cold chills. And it doesn't matter how hot it is. Sometimes you feel like going out in the sun. And then after a short time, you want to get every blanket in the house around you and you're shivering. And that's usually how malaria does. And malaria normally has that in regular intervals where it switches from hot to cold, where you're feeling that. And then there's usually headaches. Sometimes there's a slight cough. And you can also have abdominal issues like a little bit of diarrhea. But it also causes pain, joint pain and muscles. And general malaise, just feeling like you don't really want to get up, and those signs usually come to you if you visited an area where malaria is endemic. And of course, sometimes on rare occasions, the buses that come from malaria-infested areas can actually bring the mosquitoes that can cause that, which we call airport or bus stop malaria, which you can also get that way, even if you are in a place like Harare, where malaria is not indigenous. But however, generally, the people who are in those areas like Gokwe, Kariba, the Lower Veld, Eastern Lowveld, Sabi, Limpopo region usually have those, and Chiredzi, Zaka, Gokwe, Kariba. Those areas, malaria is really endemic, and some parts in the eastern highlands, like Bema Valley. So those are areas that are really known already to have malaria. And coming to the symptoms of COVID, the symptoms of COVID are a little more tricky. Some people have fever, like a certain percentage of people also do have these fevers. I'm not sure if those fevers are very characteristics of the malaria fever. I'm not very sure about that. And I know some people have also had a bit of diarrhea maybe 2 days before the symptoms onset. And then there's obviously the persistent kind of dry cough that some people also have. And the malaise is also common because people really feel like not getting up, but most medical professionals say don't succumb to that. Get up and move around. And so at least that is what I would say is kind of the distinction. Mm-hmm. But
yes, okay, just wrap it up. Just wrap it up there. Yes.
Okay, so I'm not really sure how it's kind of hard to really clearly distinguish between the two, especially if you happen to have visited those same areas where malaria is endemic.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Chonga. I think he has actually answered some of your questions. And so let's go to Ubaba Undiweni. So, Ubaba Undiweni, kuna ngapo ke kubulawayo. Na wasitele ukuthi abantu umkhuhlane lo ngabe ukhangele. Bawubona unjani. Bawesaba abantu baphuma phandle.
Gibbs. Abantu bobulawayo lapha umkhuhlane bekhanya banolwazi ukuthi umkhuhlane ukhona and bayawesaba. Kodwa kube sesiba le nkinga yokuthi abantu bathi manje nje bawudla akwenele ukuthi sihlale ezindlini. Indaba yempuphu kakhulu yehluphayo. Ungahamba ezitolo ezinkulu zathola abantu befonile bezama ukuthi badinga impuphu. Bawutshela abantu ukuthi manje ufuna ngihlale endlini ngizakudlani. Le mpuphu leyo kuthiwa kumele itholwe ngabantu kuthiwa yehliswe kahulumende leyi eshiphileyo leyi ayibonwa iyake ifike lapha lalaphana but abanye abantu bayayiswela so uthole ukuthi abantu bayadinga besuke ezindlini bengahlali ezindlini ukuthi bayinqabe ibaba umkhuhlane begcine besiya ezitolo besiyavuthana and usuze kuthi nxa besezitolo khonangale futhi kabalandeli lokho elingesithiwa lina maintaining a distance from umuntu oyabulayo ukuthi bayihlukane kube nesikhalambisana ukuze kulo munye lomkhuhlane engawutholi abantu kuyabalandaba lakho lokho emntu ezefuna ethole impuphu even ungabatshela abantu ukuthi hayi ke manibizana phela livula izikhala umuntu athi ethi hayi uzobona abantu uzangingenela so ufuna ngiluze impuphu ngenxa yomkhuhlane wakho so ubuzima obukhona kodwa abantu bayawazi ungahamba usuzaabezidaladela abantu bakhuluma ngawo sibili kodwa sokungathi sokuyingoma nje sokudinga ukuthi abantu ke bathole ukudla ngoba ukudla kuqakatheke kakhulu ukuthi bahlale ezindlini.
So you're saying that social distancing in English is not an issue, yeah? People are just not concerned.
They are concerned, but I think they are driven by the need with Batole Uhusha. No, the problem is that people have limited access to food, as in Lin. So people have to go to the shops to try and at least get minimum. And you cannot tell them then to say stay at home when it's the end of food. And some are telling us, no, we need to get minimum, we need to get food for us to stay at home. So you want us to die of hunger. So it's best for me to go and queue. But then if I die because of queuing for mealie-meal, then so be it. But I think the problem is that there is limited access to mealie-meal. Some don't even have at all. They need to ask around. They need to maybe see for those that are see those that are donating and try to get something. So the issue that people are aware about the disease, people are aware that they need to stay at home to not to get the disease or not to get the virus. But people are saying that you can stay at home but don't have food. You need to go and get food. And even the subsidized mealie-meal that I think some of you have been reading about seem to be coming to some townships. Some townships don't have. Just today, some vendors from Kaju Park, for those who know Bulawayo, Kaju Park is about 20 or something k's from the CPT. People see that from where they are in the new township, the extension further down as it goes to Emanzawen, Eluve, for those who know Bulawayo. They were saying they've never seen that mealie-meal. It's like they're neglected or they don't have. access that milk. They just hear that they're subsidized milk, but they haven't bought it even. Any one of them has never managed to get the milk. So that is the problem that people are having. That if you want us to stay at home, but then we're hungry, we need to find food.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line. So let's go to Unomsane Kavana. I'm getting like one person I kuba buchoka kana miri. So ke nasikhangela mama khona ukuthi abantu kula ma pressing needs abafunayo. Okunye kwangkhona siyakwazi ukuthi sesikolo la. Wena uyasebenza kakhulu labantu esikolo ulethe inhlelo ozenzayo. So akusithele njalo ngamafutshane nje 1 minute ngakhona ukubona ukuthi wena ongakwenzela abantu ekhaya. Siyakwazi ukuthi kunenge sibili kakhulu. So ngena khona mama.
Okay, mina mbuya kuhlanganiswa ngophane Foundation International esukhangela abantwana abahlala emakhaya sibabhadalela school fees into esifana nazo school fees basic needs, I mean educational needs. So right now kuthe kuzoqala lokhu thina we've got a program that we umntwana wethu omkhulu right now omdala kunabo bonke kufanele ayiqale e-NUST ma isikolo sivulwa. So we've got abantwana abafeyilayo anyway nabefika ku form 4. So ikhala ngathi laba abangathi bayazama sibathathe sibadikelela indaba ehlala kuBulawayo, which is something that was on the schedule and we're trying to fundraise, but then COVID-19 yabisefika. While is was supporting abantu abahamba phambili kulokhozeni kuma fundraising ama crowdfunding elokhozeni e COVID-19, thina were trying to concentrate abantwaneni. We know ukuthi lokhu kuzadlula njengayo yonke into yayifika idlule. It's another war that we're facing as a ruler. And in my ruler, abantwana, we need to go back to basics. Abantwana sibathini. Baqala ngapi khona lapho. So abantwana bang 12 okufanele bayifunda kuBulawayo. And sizama ukuba fundraiser ilokhuzeni. Indawo sesisekhiwile, sesabhadala vele, sesakhisekhiwe indawo ukuthi bayihlala eRichmond eBulawayo. We've got 12 kids. Two from Shurugwit, 4 from Engai, 2 from Cholocho, and 4 from Emathepeleni South. From form 1 to form 3, then there's also one or a nest. So I want to allow us to have a form 1 to better, like one of my essentials. And so Tina, right now, why is Tabanya want to give a crowdfunder for this COVID-19, which is our support? But Tina's crowdfunder, abantwana allow it to move. Because my goal is Vula, it should be systems go. As is within Nagukala. Into abantu sometimes ngathi ayikhohle ukuthi uma usenzeka konke lokhu siyakhohle ukuthi there will be a life after this. Now thina kithi i-life after this abantwana yethu impilo kufanele iqhube njengoba injalo. We know ukuthi this will impact in so many ways ebantwini. Right now whatever nathi sikuthembile ufadalele, because I think 95% of our trustees are the contribute abasebenzi right now. Mm-hmm. So okungangukuthi into zonke bese sikhangela ukuthi sathola kwezimali azisekho. So, thina siyabe sicela abantu ukuthi basincedise lathi kwesiwenzayo. What is that isincedisa mhlawumbe abawenzayo? I think good enough.
Yes, so what she's talking about here, Chonga, is that they've got Mopane Foundation. And in this foundation, they are looking for help for some kids, you know, that are supposed to be going in different places for education. And one of the kids is supposed to go to NUST. So she's saying some of the donors right now are not working. So they've got a very serious challenge. So she's appealing for help, you know, in that respect. So we still have got Dr. Mabaza and Dr. Saungweme. So maybe we can pose some questions there or even any of our guests. Chonga?
I'm not sure whether Dr. Mabaza is connected now.
Yes, I think he's now connected. I think I can hear you. Yes.
Yes, Dr. Mabaza. We kumusha uku takaona mango mashoko aibuda mune maya mapepa nawo ekuti kune mango ma test kits arikunzi zvari kuburitsa asi zvechokwadi yavari kuti ma false results. So ndaida kunzwa kuti zvakadaro zviriko here zvechokwadi zvinoitika here kana kuti chii chine chikonzera kuti izvi zviitike zvekuti mishina kana zviri kushandiswa mukuongorora vanhu zviri kuburitsa zvisiri izvo zvekuti dzimwe nguva munhu anogona kunzi ari negative ozodzokorora oongororwa zvakare oonekwa kuti ari positive kana kuti anogona kunzi ari positive oongororwa zvakare ozoonekwa dzimwe nguva ari negative.
So let's bring the doctor here on stage and hear what he can say about this issue. Go ahead, doctor.
Thank you. Zvinoitika kuti mishina iyi ine painopotsawo. Tine mufananidzo wakaitika kuHong Kong wekuti vanhu vanopfuura 1,000 churu chevanhu vakanzi vese vanegative. Pavakazotestwa futi after 2 weeks, 800 vanga va back to positive. Saka zvinogona kuitika kuti mishini imwe yacho yakagadzirwa nechimbi chimbi kuti ikase kuenda kunzvimbo kwayange ichidiwa, saka haina kuitwa retested, haina kuita stand the heat of the time. Saka it's possible kuti pane malfunctioning machines or testing kits anogona kunge aendeswa kunzoko. Ndokusaka vari kutiwo nyika dzisangomhanyira kungotambira madonations. Tangai matesta moona kuti anoita here kuti ashandiswe nenyika yenyu. Dambudziko ratinaro isusu vazhinji vemuAfrica nderekuti hatitorina, tajaira kungotambira zvekupiwa. Saka hatisi kuwana nguva yekumbozviedza nekumboona kuti zviri kushanda here. Tiri kungohora zvakadaro tongoendesa kuvanhu vedu, zvimwe zviri kuvakwadza, zvimwe zviri kushanda, zvimwe hazvisi kushanda. Saka chokwadi, yes, zvinoitika kuti mishini iyo, matesikiti edu mamwe afeile nekuti anenge asina kuitwa tested, akagadzirwa zvechimbi chimbi nekuti vada kumita certain number. Pane zviviri zvinoitika, baba Jonga. Chekutanga ndechekuti vamwe vanogadzira zvinhu zvine kuzvihodha nekuzvitenga for political gain. Vanoda kuti politically vaite report yekuti tagona kutonga matongero enyika akanaka. Vamwe vanoita vane pfungwa dzevanhu vari kunoteswa mumusoro mavo kuti no, munhu achateswa uyu munhu anofanira kuwana an accurate result. Saka tikasanganisa zvematongero enyika nezveutano hwevanhu, pakatikati apa panoanuka zvinhu zvisina kunyanya kufanira. Saka tine masituation akawanda evanhu vakateswa not only kuZimbabwe, kana muno muEngland vakateswa vachibva vanzi vari negative vakaenda kumba vakarwara futi vakazodzokera vakanzi tine urombo muri positive a day later achibva vafa. Tine vazhinji dzimwe ihama dzedu. Saka zvinoitika izvozvo, makiti anogona kutadza kushanda oro anogona kutadza kushandiswa. Dambudziko rimwe riri kuZimbabwe nderekuti makiti paakauya vashoma, vakatishenwa how to use them. Saka vanosvika vashandisa zvirongo vopa ma results asiriwo. Saka idambudziko guru ratinaro kumusha nenzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana dzeutano kwete muZimbabwe moga, asi nedzinye nyika dzese dzepasi.
Thank you so much. And before maybe we go to the next guest, we see that there are statistics from the NHS in England, you know, that indicate that 16% of the coronavirus related deaths in the UK are from ethnic minorities. And then they go further to say, you know, the population of these minorities is just about 13%. So why is it that, you know, we've got such a scenario? Is there any scientific kind of value to this data?
Right. I think if we look at this data, most of these statistics are not accurate. Even the Minister of Health here in England have said so, that our statistics are not accurate. The counting scenarios in different countries like Scotland, Wales, England, and Northern Ireland are different. So when they come together with the figures, some figures are left out. But now let's do the minorities. The minorities who are dying mostly and who are on the statistics are the minorities who are in the front line. Mm-hmm. The minorities who are dying at home are not even mentioned, which is a problem. So the minorities they're talking about, and with that percentage, it shows you it's a very high percentage. Only for a working class, not a working class, only a working class in one particular sector. That means there is a great problem there. There are people who are dying who are drivers, train drivers, bus drivers, taxi drivers, and most of those train drivers, bus drivers, taxi drivers are minorities. Are the Asians, the blacks, are the foreigners who either became British or are on indefinite leave or with some sort of work permit. But still, they remain the minorities. And again, most minorities, they stay in their houses, quite a lot of people in one house. You would find about 11 people in one house. So if one person gets the virus from work, that means 12 people at home are getting it. And as compared to our locals, if we say locals, we are referring to the indigenous British people. They sometimes are two in the house, sometimes three in a five-bedroom house, while the minorities are 15, 16 different nationalities. Yesterday, we had an inspection in one house in Leicester where a Chinese family was staying. There were 18 people. Mm. Can you imagine if one person could get sick in there? And there are so many people, the Somalis, our cultures demand that we stay with our relatives. And we don't care whether you sleep on the sofa or on the floor or you sleep on the bed, as long as they're in the house. So that becomes our cultural background poses a threat to
Thank you very much and stay on the line there. Let me bring my co-host, Chonga Kanamiri. So, Chonga, you can hear what the doctor is saying here. But then the issue is we've got another health worker here, Miss Nekavana. Maybe you've got a question for her, you know, in terms of how Zimbabwe is maybe are dying there and any other question of your choice. So maybe yes. Go ahead and pose a question to her.
And what's with you? Why Kuluma is shown, I
Isn't the
Yes. Mr. Nekavana, what I wanted to know is we have heard from Dr. Mawaza and also other doctors that most people, especially Zimbabweans who are succumbing to COVID-19, sometimes they are forced by situations to go and work where they don't have enough PPEs. What's your take on that?
So, Mr. Nekavana, just bring her in so that she can respond to Chonga's question. So, go ahead, Ms. Nekavana.
Yeah, there is an element of truth in it. Okay. Mina, lines are right now. Okay, among Zimbabweans, mostly, what do we tend to do? Zimbabwean agents, most of us, we don't have a permanent job. I've never had one. I've never tied myself to one job. So, I go around. So now it's up to us. So was okay. Nice situation there is I so right because in Lapanamsangale. So in doing Zagala, you would see now Sufilem 17, you don't have a choice. You can't say no. But Tina, what they told us, okay, at the moment, the NHS, but as an agency. So what they said, if you are fit to come to work, you are fit to work with any patient. Either COVID-19, Aila, it's just the same. So whatever everybody is doing, that's the same. The universal society issued sometimes axico utila abandula they can push you forward for something. And abandu they can't say well, they don't have the nerves to say no. You end up going there. I mean right now I ended up condemning somewhere and I ended up escalating it because I had been putting somebody on a local zen for more than what I supposed to be, what everybody else is not doing that, you know, I'm not doing that. But then I'm not the senior at that particular point in the shift. Somebody senior died doing that to me. Abanyabantu they go. And abanyabantu, the situation in the car right now, you have to support abantu bekhaya. Abantu bekhaya bashuphe. We've got so many conflicting things that force us to be in the situation.
Yes, can you press us?
So, into a clinic,
you now.
Tenzela, it would
yes.
To find it in sevens.
Mm-hmm. Quiet.
Ma?
Yeah, quiet. We can see you now. We want to see your face.
Okay, into a clinic, Tenzela. We've got situation, we've got Aland Vasekaya. They need demand from it. We've got our families here. Aland Vasekaya right now, finally, to make demand. Bangatabala, what do? I have to make sure we are in Pupala, Lokana, Loka. So I've got conflicting situations. I've got my family here. Okay, I can say I don't weigh 93 pounds or whatever, but then if I stay at home, what is I can go and work? Most of us, very good healthcare sector, which is where everything is happening, then it is off. Can't it be
done? So
we put ourselves in there, then that's what happens.
Yeah, okay. So, hang in there. So, Chonga, what she's saying is that, you know, people are hard-pressed for jobs here in UK. And, you know, many people don't have permanent jobs. What you do is you do some temporary job here today. Tomorrow you do another one there. And so you cannot say no to some of these jobs. and she is in the health sector, and she said, you can have lots of these. So maybe let's flip over to Sangweme, but I can see that he has gone. Or maybe go to Michael Ndiweni, and then we come back to our doctor. So let's do it maybe 1 minute per time, per person, so that we can proceed that way. So you may go to Michael Ndiweni, and then I'll take on Mr. Dr. Mabaza. Go ahead, Chonga.
Yes, Baba Ndiweni, Murukundi Zgoye, Reo Ngayamizra.
Yeah, we are Uza Sivili, Nyambole.
Baya Kuluma, Vanutaura.
Yeah, I think he mixes all. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Because I wanted him to also mix when he's responding to this, because you know many people in the diaspora are doing this for the sake of people back home, sacrificing for their families. What can he say about that? The sacrifice that Zimbabweans in the diaspora are taking or making just to make sure that people back home have something on the table.
So, Baba Ndiweni, there is a question. So the question is, people in the diaspora are sacrificing for you back home. What's your take on that?
Yeah, I am very, very touched by Usis Lokurubayo and Bubushu Wakumle. Truly, I'm very touched by what my sister has said. In my initial presentation, I spoke about the situation at home, that people don't have food. And they are sending reports to their relatives all over the world for them to send food. And as a result, our relatives are forced to work so many shifts, like she's saying, to work without protective clothing for them to serve their families at home. Things are very difficult here at home. And I think if you are seeing media reports, if you are seeing videos, people are giving their testimonials about the conditions that they are going through right now. Vendors, most of the people that actually are in the country right now, about 80% or so are people who are self-employed. So during lockdown, they are not working whatsoever. So they rely on remittances from across the world. They rely on getting Ismail's Verapanj. They are undermining the Singapore value. So much in Belay, Ukalin, as well as a pandemic, and you also make Kulmila Putnana. So the seven of the Kawai calls the Woodbus Vigil, or Bazamuba Bastinji says there was a reason after car. So one of them are cool, and the good thing is the Yembe's lands was also the Kuma Wutiana. I think this is cause for government, because like my sister has just said that they are really working hard to try and keep up with families at home. And I think our government should be listening to this discussion. I think we should also try something to try and help our people. Otherwise, they are, if people are not getting food, our relatives in the diaspora will die, like she's saying, which is very, very sad. It's very, very touching.
So, Chonga, there you are. I think he has said it all. And at the end of the day, you know, there are so many things that are happening in Zimbabwe and outside the country. So maybe you can cross over to Dr.
Maybe, yes, I can just wrap that in, Shona, before we go to Professor Sangweme. Wongu Tanzwa, anzazi yangu ya Taura Pekutanga, ndi Mzare Nomsa, Nikavana, variku United Kingdom. Wataura hiyo nyaye kuti ma Zimbabwe, kana utisaro re Zimbabwe, kufana zirone shukune zimwe nyika, shukunze kwe Britain, kana munu ma America. Wakawanda variku zipira, pinda mabasa iwaya, mwapoka ya utano. Basi na zvikwanisiro zvinotarisirwa nekuti vanenge vachitarisa dambudziko rehama neshamwari kumusha kuti vange vachikwanisa kuraramisa mhuri. Vataurewe kuti vari kusacrifisa kana kuzvipira kushandira mhuri dzavo dzavainadzo kudiaspora ikoko pamwe chete nevari kumusha, zviri kuita kuti vanhu vapinde munjodzi. Kwete ofuti dambudziko rekuti vamwe vari kunzi maZimbabweans nevamwe vekunzewo havasi kukwanisa kuti vapikise kana vakanzi nemukuru webasa, pinda unoshanda pakati kuti vaitise nharo kuti aiwaka handipindi nokuti handina zvikwanisiro zvinodiwa ipapo. Zvakafanana nokuti unonzi pinda mugodhi, hauna helmet, hauna headlight, hauna magambuts, hauna magloves, womwenzi pinda womboti harega indo zvona ndai imomo. Ndo matambudziko ari kusangana nawo Zimbabwe. They should speak out for themselves and also make sure that upenyu ndiwo hwemazuva ose. Basa rinopera nhasi, kana kuti iwo unogona kudzingwa basa mangwana vanenge vawana mumwe munhu anenge apinda pakambani ipapo. asibe upenyu wako ukarasika ukafaiwe muri yako yatorasikirwa neyo zvachose ndonyaya yatiri kutaura pari zvino ndofunga Professor Saungwe mevari parunare zvine zvitinzwe kuti vanotiwo Professor Saungwe, may your take on this Zimbabwe sacrificing for their families back home.
So is he, I think his line has dropped. So maybe you can pose that question to Dr. Masimba Mavaza.
Yes, Dr. Mavaza, you raised that issue earlier, and now it's a question back to you.
Yes, so let me bring him in so that you can hear him very clearly. Go ahead, Doctor.
Okay, thank you so much. I think I will have a very descending response. My advice to everybody out there, our people at home, they need us. They need support from us. But they need us when we are alive. They don't need us when we are dead. So we need to be careful when we work. We do not have to sacrifice our life so that we can destroy the lives of those who depend on us. I think sacrifice must have a limit if you have got people who are based on you. So in other words, what I'm saying is, when you know the situation is bad, you would rather explain at home and say, guys, instead of giving me £200, I'm going to give you 50 this month, but next month I'll try hard, and as long as you are working safe. If you die today, and this money is used today, they need more money tomorrow. Where would they get it if you are gone? And they need you back to Zimbabwe to be buried. Where would they get the money if you are gone? So I think we need to be careful as we work on this. Let you show now tamba waka change, achire macho tamba chakabata madziro. So you need to make sure what you are doing, you are safe and secured. I think I'll bring another topic and another point with your permission, our host. You know, the NHS, the government of England, had said is giving £60,000 to every family member who has lost a member who was in the front line. You see, it looks like a lot of money, but my point is, 60,000 is not worth your life. Nobody's worth 60,000. You cannot say, I'm going to sacrifice and die and my kids will get 60,000. It will be gone before you think, before you know it. Even before you're dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, Doctor, sorry, our time is almost up. So 30 seconds and then we'll wrap it up.
So in short, we are saying, as we work out today, let us be careful. Let us stand up for our rights, stand up for our lives, fight for your own life. And say, if I don't have the equipment needed, I cannot do this work. Even the government here in England have said, if you don't have the equipment, you have a right to refuse to go into the wards or into where you are risking your lives. So in other words, let's stand up, let's open our eyes, and let's be direct when we deal with our bosses, wherever they are.
Thank you so much, Doctor, and stay on the line. So let's try to bring in Nomsa Negavana, so that she can wrap it up for us. Just in less than a minute, can you give us your last word, Ms. Nekavana?
Yes, my last word would be to say that, or just concur with the doctor, that I think people must stay safe. Those working in the diaspora, please don't risk your life. We still need you in the few years to come. We still need you to continue supporting us. But if you die now, we'll be stuck. And also at home, I think, those who are listening, let's not put pressure in our relatives, to our relatives in the diaspora, because we're pushing them so hard to actually risk their lives and we lose them. So that is my plea to say, no, we need also to think about their safety. They're spoken, we hear them. We need also to be at least cautious to say, right now things are very difficult. People are dying in the diaspora. Maybe let's not put our people in too much pressure, otherwise they will die also.
Thank you so much. So now, Chonga Kandemiri, we have come to the end of the program. So we wish to thank Dr. Masimba Mavaza, who is in UK, Ms. Nomsa Negavana, who is also in the United Kingdom, Mr. Michael Ndiweni in Bulawayo, and Professor Tefson Saungweme is here in the USA. This is Gibbs Dube in Maryland signing off.
Chonga Kandemiri, Dream Silver Spring, Mono Maryland. Ndokuguma kwechirongwa chedu.